Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you guys about the streak of stubbornness that INFJs sometimes have within them. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we think, so at a certain point in our life, we decide or we believe that we know ourselves more than we know anyone else knows us, and we know what's best for us. We realize and believe that we know what's best for us, so whatever decision we make is going to be the best decision for us, whatever we think is going to be the best idea for us, and our belief systems are set in a way that we believe it's the right belief system. So we kind of get stubborn about it in perhaps a good way in one way and a terrible way in others. The good way is obviously the fact that, you know, once you know yourself and you know your path, you stick to it and you can build consistency, persistence, and you can really make a big difference in the world. And I think that's the reason why a lot of INFJs in the world who are able to believe in their ideals and keep on going towards it without faltering are able to change so much in the world. But there's also the other aspect of it that we get too stubborn. You know, we're just like, we think we know the best thing for us and for the people around us. And until and unless that person understands it, we will keep on talking to them about it, keep on bothering them about it, keep on talking and talking and talking, arguing basically with them. And I've had this happen in my own life where other people have been watching me do this. So I was at a dinner a couple of months ago with a couple of people. One of them was my friend and the other was a friend of a friend. So it was a friend of my friend who was there. And I think they were both extroverts in general, but for some reason, the friend of the friend started irking me because of what she was saying. She had this sort of rigidity in her thinking, which I transmitted to her as well. So she was saying something about how she believes that everyone who has a podcast or who has a YouTube channel needs to have some certification. Otherwise, they're just spreading nonsense to the world and perhaps not even helping, but harming the world. And from my experience, I've noticed that the opposite is absolutely true. Like, it's not the fact that you need to have a specific degree or certification, but just life experiences. And as long as you're sharing that and telling the person that you're not really qualified in any certified manner, then the person can take your wisdom as it is. You know, they either take it or leave it, but they know that you're just doing it to help them. You're just trying to show them another point of view. Of course, that's one of the reasons I started doing this YouTube channel, is because I wanted to just share my opinion on it. I'm not saying that I'm an expert on MBTI. Actually, I'm not. There are a lot of people out there who know more than me. But I'm just sharing my own experiences as an INFJ. But she obviously had the opposite viewpoint. And one of the reasons for that was she is a graduate student. And, you know, she's very much enamored or in the system. She is in it, right? She's deep within it. She's ingrained in it. And so if she has, she's certified. And that's the way that she gets at her message across the world. But she believes that if people didn't care about certifications anymore, I think she would think that, you know, her graduate degree is completely useless. Whatever the reason, we kind of started getting into a little bit of a heated discussion. And the idea was, I just wanted to show her or make her understand my viewpoint, make her see, even if she didn't believe in it or agree with it, just make her see what my viewpoint was. Yeah, and I do that quite often. I think I'm trying nowadays not to be so ingrained in my view and really try to be open to the idea that the other person might have something to teach me. Because they probably do. I mean, we don't know everything, although we wish we did or we think we do. But we don't know everything. And so really the idea is that when someone starts speaking to you, keep your mouth shut and your ears open and try to hear their viewpoint. And perhaps you can learn something from it. Most of the time I'm able to do that. Most of the time I don't open my mouth. I just sit there and listen and let the person teach me. But sometimes I'm like, okay, this is enough. I need to open my mouth now. I need to tell them what's going on because this is what I believe and I think they're wrong. And my friend who was watching the whole discussion take place, afterwards she's like, you know that was a waste of your time. You know that person is so ingrained in their views that they would never look at your viewpoint in the way you wanted them to. They wouldn't even try to understand it because the minute I started talking to the person, she started getting angry about it. So obviously that was no way to deal with it. That was no way to open her up to listening to my idea. But as an example, this is very poignant because as INFJs, we do this a lot. We do this quite often where, I mean, I wouldn't say quite often, but we do. Whenever we do open up our mouth and we're trying to make a point, we won't stop until we have made that point. In our head, it's so important for us to make that point. It's so important for us to get that idea out there. It's so important for us, for me specifically, I notice that a lot, that the person, I want that other person to understand me. I just want them to understand my viewpoint, not agree with it, but understand me. And this wanting or feeling of wanting to be understood, as an INFJ, I think that's a very common thing within us. And a lot of times, instead of just letting it happen naturally or organically, What we do is that we force it. Yeah, we're trying to force it in. We're like, really, I'm going to tell you all my viewpoints and you better believe it because I know what I'm talking about because I've done a lot of research on it and things like that. Now, we don't actually say all of that. We don't say that, you know, I've done hundreds of hours of research on it, so you should probably listen to me. Or, you know, we don't say things like, oh, this is one of my obsessions, so, you know, I've read a lot about it, so I think I know a little bit more about it than you do who has never heard of the concept. Or things like that. We never say that out loud. Although I've started, as I said, to say that out loud. One of my major passions right now is epigenetics. And if you don't know what epigenetics is, it's basically the idea that your genes are not set from the time you're born to the time you die. Instead, they're always changing depending on your environment, your health, your diet, the people that you surround yourself with, the things that you read, the food you consume, the information you consume, things like that, right? And so I love that because it gives me the chance to change my genes in a way where I choose my environment, I choose the things that I read, I choose my food, and I'm able to convince my body and my genes to change accordingly. Now, this seems like such a powerful idea to me, so I read up a lot on it. And so whenever I do talk about it, I get really animated about it. And a lot of people haven't really heard of the concept, and so I get even more animated because I'm like, all right, cool, I get to share this idea with them. But a lot of them come out with skepticism. They're like, well, no, how can you change your genes? It doesn't make any sense. And at that point, I'm just like instantly in that mode where I just want to convince this person. I just want to share my knowledge. I want to dump it all on them. And I want them to understand that this is the truth. It's scientifically proven and it's true. And you just have to go along with what I'm saying because I've done research on this. You have to believe me. Again, a lot of times after that, I mean, I'm so exhausted because it's exhausting trying to convince someone of your viewpoint. It's absolutely draining, physically, mentally, spiritually draining. And so a lot of times afterwards, I'm exhausted and not in the mood to do anything. And I think to myself, you know, was that really a good use of my energy? Was that a really good use of my time or my mental capacity? Was that a good use of anything, really? Was there any point to it? And a lot of times the conclusion is no, there was no point to it. I wasted my time. I wasted my energy. That person wasn't convinced. And I could have used that energy and time on something completely useful, completely different, yeah? And so I think one of the reasons I wanted to do this video is because of that, that I think we have good intentions when we walk into this situation where we just want the other person to understand us and we want to convince them that our idea is good, good for them, good for the environment or whatever it might be. But really, a lot of people are closed off in a sense. A lot of people are very rigid with their viewpoints. As soon as they know something and nothing can change their minds. I notice that a lot with religion, actually. And whenever I do a religion versus spirituality video, or religion in general, there'll be at least 5 or 10 people who will message me saying, I think you're completely wrong. Jesus Christ is the only savior. He's the only path. And because of that, I'm going to unsubscribe. And no other religion does that, actually. No other religious person does that. It's only Christians who are Jesus Christ believers who are like, he's the only savior and there's no one else on this planet who's a savior. If you don't follow that path, you're going to go to hell and I don't want to subscribe to you anymore. I'm going to say goodbye now. And I just find it really fascinating because I'm like, what is going on with people? But I think that's the real tenet of the situation, that most people are very rigid in their viewpoints and will not listen to you. They say that, you know, you have 2 ears for a reason, 2 ears versus 1 mouth for a reason, so that you can hear more or listen more than you speak. Most people follow the opposite adage, you know, they speak more than they listen. In fact, they listen not at all. And they'll just sit there and they keep on talking, but not listening to your viewpoint. And mostly INFJs will just sit there and let that person pontificate, but we won't care unless it comes to something really important to us. And then we're just like, we can't stop talking. We can't stop convincing them. We can't just stop ourselves. The reality is though that a lot of people are not even listening, even when we get enthusiastic about something or intense about it. Mostly they don't care, you know, it's not something that interests them. Most people don't care about epigenetics as much as I care about it. And that's absolutely the truth. And so when I start talking about it, you know, most people will change the subject pretty often, very quickly. And so I've noticed that what I'm trying to do is not waste my time on these kind of interactions. There are some people, I think 1 or 2 people in my life who care about epigenetics. One of them is a friend of mine who has MS and who really cares about that kind of stuff. And so I choose to speak to him about epigenetics. You know, I don't want to waste my time talking to someone who doesn't really care about it. And I just want to focus my energy on things that really matter. And so as an INFJ, I hope that you'll be able to take some lesson from this as well and Perhaps the next time you're trying or wanting to get into an argument or a discussion or a heated discussion with someone, trying to convince them of your viewpoint, perhaps you will just take a step back and think to yourself, maybe I can just use my energy for something else rather than wasting time with this person who's not going to listen anyways, who's not going to believe me anyways, and who's just going to revert back to their own viewpoint, their previous viewpoint, no matter how much I talk at them, right? And so I hope this makes sense. I do believe that this is one of those things, one of our traits that can turn really sour very quickly, and it can be actually a non-beneficial thing for us. So as long as we are able to turn that around to be beneficial to us, I think it's a good idea. But if it doesn't work out, it's better to leave those discussions alone and not go into them. It's a waste of time, a waste of energy, waste of mental space, and you could be doing something better with your time, really. It's absolutely not necessary. If you have any questions about this, obviously message me anytime or you can comment below. And I shall do a video to follow up if you do ask me a question on it. And of course, if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.